Images of what appear to be the charred bodies of those killed in a pipeline explosion are aired on Nigerian television. Police say up to 200 people perished when fuel flowing through the pipeline went up. The Red Cross say thieves were tapping fuel from the pipeline and the explosion ignited some 500 jerry cans nearby. Dozens of bodies, many burned beyond recognition, lay near the scene of the blast. The pipeline normally runs beneath the beach on the outskirts of the commercial capital, Lagos, but a stretch had been dug out. It showed signs of drilling in several places. Theft of petrol or crude oil from pipelines is common in Nigeria and has claimed many lives in recent years. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Zimbabwe is in its eighth year of recession, and latest figures for April continue to paint a grim picture. The inflation rate surged past the 1,000% mark, the highest in the world, with a carton of orange juice costing 500,000 Zimbabwe dollars and a kilo of beef up to a million. People carry their money in large bags, even for simple shopping trips. Many Zimbabweans are just surviving, with some families living on a single meal a day.
It's causing a lot of suffering. Incomes are being eroded on a daily basis. Prices of goods and services are rising. For an average person, life will continue to become unbearable.
President Robert Mugabe blames domestic and foreign enemies for the problems, but critics say Mugabe has dented Zimbabwe's investment image with his seizure of white-owned commercial farms for black families. And the inflationary spiral shows no sign of abating. Economists say the inflation rate could end the year at around 1,800%. Chelsea Edwards, Reuters.
The entire board of Italian soccer champions Juventus quit as the uglier side of the beautiful game reared its head still further. The club's general manager, Luciano Moggi, has been accused of trying to influence the choices of referees last season. Phone calls between Moggi and top European referee boss Pierluigi Pareto have been tapped and appear to raise suspicions of an unhealthily close relationship over refereeing activities.
Su un grande arbitro per la partita di Amsterdam. Chi è? Meyer. Alla grande.
The scandal leaves Italy's top referee battling for his place in the World Cup after it emerged Massimo De Santis is also under investigation.
Sono a posto con la
My conscience is clear.
The referee is one of more than 40 people under investigation in Italy in a case involving several top clubs, football federation officials and a journalist. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
The ugly side of soccer, hooligans. At almost every major soccer tournament, a mob like this appears and wreaks havoc. Ahead of next month's World Cup, host country Germany has said hooliganism is its greatest security concern. The EU's justice chief says the only way to fight the soccer mob mentality is to nip it in the bud before it arrives.
Banning hooliganists from entering all the stadiums of sport. Because, frankly speaking, if you allow these gangs to freely circulate without any kind of prevention, it's hard to think about fighting them or rejecting their attempts to disturb.
Franco Frattini says the World Cup will be a test case in the fight against soccer violence. He thinks hooliganism is a growing phenomenon that should be fought with a Europe-wide ban to keep offenders from travelling and entering stadiums. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
Colombian police have hit a bullseye with the discovery of the secret Pacific Coast drugs lab. Inside, a 21-ton haul of coca leaves waiting to be turned into raw crack cocaine. But it's off the market and up in smoke as authorities blow up the laboratory. Police say it was being run by the rebel Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia to produce 3 tons of drugs a month. In a separate raid, also on the Pacific coast, nearly 3 tons of cocaine has been found buried in plastic bags. Experts say the haul found near the city of Tumaco has a street value of $75 million and was destined for the United States. Colombian authorities had a record year in 2005 after seizing over 186 tons of cocaine. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez arrives in Rome to cheers from Venezuelan expatriates. He's in Europe to attend the EU Latin America summit. While in Italy, he met the Pope and the two held private talks. In the past, Chavez has called Catholic bishops cancers and once branded the cardinal a coup-mongering bandit. After the meeting, the popular leader held a conference where he brought up the topic of his favourite foe, the United States.
Ahora amenazan a Irán.
Now they are threatening Iran. Who is the one who claims the right to say this country can have a nuclear reactor and this country can't? Goliath. He thinks he's the master of the world. What about the atomic bomb that Israel has? And who has given weapons to Saddam Hussein to throw him against the Islamic Revolution in Iran? And who's given weapons to Bin Laden so he could fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan? All this was done by the North American Empire. Can anybody say that I'm lying?
When Chavez arrived in Vienna, he was greeted with a rock star's welcome from more Venezuelan expats. The ex-paratrooper will confront European and Latin American heads of state at the summit with his controversial brand of South American socialism. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
Rescue workers in Argentina hose down the oil-covered feathers of a penguin. A flock of about 400 of the birds were injured after an oil slick contaminated a nature reserve near the southernmost tip of Patagonia. 70 have died while more than 100 remain under observation.
The work that's done on each penguin depends on how contaminated the feathers are. There are penguins that may need up to 60 days inside the bird rehabilitation
centre.
Penguins have a thick layer of insulating feathers designed to keep them warm in water. Oil destroys that insulation, so not only are the penguins at risk of dying of hypothermia, their attempts to preen the oil off can poison them. Rescue workers have been struggling to save up to 15 birds a day since officials became aware of the oil slick in April. The source of the spill is yet to be found. Chelsea Edwards, Reuters.
There is really something for everyone on television. A new network aimed at the 3 and under crowd is on the air in the United States. The 24-hour channel called Baby First TV is available through satellite TV provider DirecTV, offering mainly original programming. Sharon Rector is the network's co-founder.
No commercials whatsoever. No commercials, no sponsorships. No violence or other inappropriate content whatsoever. And no overstimulation.
But critics insist a child's exposure to television should be limited. Child psychologist Dr. Alan Hilfer.
We want kids to be more active, not less active. And television tends, especially in younger children, to encourage a degree of passivity.
Ultimately, Baby First's success will depend on whether it's able to please an audience famous for its short attention span. John Decker, Reuters.